Hark, hark. There is good news afront from the week that brings us the month of May, which brings us changes in the sky significantly. The energy is about to shift, and it's about to shift big time. We're just a couple of weeks away from it in full, but the bundles bubble is about to burst. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Fun Astrology Podcast. I'm Thomas Miller, and we do have a lot to cover. And already this morning, two big significant things in the sky. One of them happened probably while you were asleep. Mars conjoined or aligned perfectly with Neptune. That happened just after midnight Eastern Time, 12:30 a.m. And that right there, I mean, have you been feeling just a little tense with your whole connection to the home office? Or have you been lied to in the last couple of weeks? Has there been tension emerge around a spiritual situation? Has there been a miscommunication or a misrepresentation of something? Well, fortunately, after today, that will start to lighten up. The best thing is not to step into that conflict. Just let it. You know, we keep saying, don't you wish that it was like, okay, when is all this out there going to just stop? Well, I guess it's always out there a little bit, isn't it? But yeah, that one is one that has been in the brew, and it certainly fits all of the eclipse and Jupiter-Uranus energy. But at least that one's on the slide. And like I said, the bundle is starting to break up. So this energy is going to be in the dropping out or waning phases now as we go forward, as these various changes hit. Now, the next one is Venus leaves Aries, ruled by Mars, conflict, and enters its own sign of Taurus. That one should have gotten a hallelujah. Now, it's only there for about 3 weeks because on May 23rd, it moves into Gemini, and that sets up, I'll tell you about the Gemini here in a minute, but it will be in its own sign of Taurus for about 3 weeks. Yay. Extra energy around love and money and harmony. See, there we go. There's the shift, right? We shifted right there. Boom. 7:31 this morning. The sky at least set up a counterbalance because Mars moves into its own sign of Aries tomorrow. So it's not like the conflict is gone by any means, but it does mean that at least there is this counterbalance. Now, let me just go through the technicals here, and then we'll talk about some of this. So the moon moves into Aquarius tomorrow. Then just before noon tomorrow Eastern, Mars moves into Aries. And then on Thursday, Pluto goes backwards. The long Pluto retrograde begins Thursday. All right, so I know we've come through a lot of heavy energy, but do you realize what we just said there? Venus changing signs. Venus is stronger. Mars changing signs. Mars is stronger. The moon moving into independent Aquarius right on top of all of this. And the moon will actually be in void, of course, when Pluto turns retrograde. Pluto is at its strongest. So if you're saying, Thomas, didn't you say it was going to start lightening up? Yes, looking out over the horizon, anticipating. Listen to this. May 15th, Mercury will enter Taurus. Okay, that's good. We won't have to quite as tightly guard our tongue against an angry response. But May 20th, the Sun enters Gemini. May 23rd, just mentioned, Venus enters Gemini. May 25th, Jupiter enters Gemini. And by June 3rd, Mercury will have made its way through Taurus, and it will be in its own sign of Gemini. And that is when the bundle starts to break. And like we just mentioned, those planets will also be very strong at that time, including Jupiter. And obviously, Gemini, a divided sign, could create some division around all of this, but it also can mean that we finally can get more than... I was talking to somebody over the weekend who was talking about not being able to just get things moving. Well, you're going to be able to get things moving. In fact, multiple projects moving coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And I know a lot of us have felt this and are starting to get moving now even. And it's okay that we've been a little stuck. There's been an energetic headwind that we've all had to endure. But that shifts the energy not only to multiple projects, but things around new learning and communicating and getting back into some kind of degree of normalcy where we actually even have some planetary aspects because by mid-June, the bundle will have basically broken up. I'll tell you what, guys, we will look back on this little stretch and just, wow, we made it. I'm going to go with a keyword for today, at least, to get this week started with just hold space. And I know you're tired of that. It's like, no, I don't want to hold any more darn space. Well, but look, Venus, let it do its thing. It's really strong right now. So you're feeling that. We'd have to check in with Kristen to see if she's picking up a lottery ticket today. I bet so. Depends on some of the other aspects. But Mars is getting ready to enter Aries. Now, that's why you're wanting to get things done. That's why you've been busy doing things over the weekend, etc. Because Mars, that creative force, that power, is moving into Aries. But let it sit, because there is so much residual conflict. So that's what I'm saying, is just hold the space of this energy and just be with what's happening. It really does continue this marvel in the sky that we've been under these last couple of months. If you're feeling tension over something, I have been over the weekend. There's a situation in my life that I'm unsettled about, and I've been wrestling with that. And as I've looked at the chart here, I'm just going to set it aside. Take the high road. So that's what I'm saying. Hold the space. Choose the high side. Like our Sarah Wakeman from our Facebook group did this weekend. She had a resoundingly successful event at the Karma Community Market, where she does events and marketing, etc. I mean, the line was out the door and around the corner. That's the shift I'm talking about. That's exactly the shift I'm talking about. Sarah was just right there. She had an event planned. She didn't have any idea, probably, that this was going to be right on top of that energy. And they were lined up around the corner. So welcome to the new life that is ahead of us. It's going to be great. Have a good one. We'll be back. We got a lot to talk about all week, so I'll see you back tomorrow. Love you. Bye-bye.